Howdy ho.
Happy Saturday. I'm so happy to be in Radio Valencia today. I'm really caffeinated right now. The sun's out. It's like not freezing. I feel great today. That's why I'm screaming in the mic to make sure you're awake with me. I felt bad. I always feel bad every week. I don't play like a good chunk of punk for you guys. you know, last week was mostly funk and whatnot. So, this week I wanted to treat you guys. We started out with one of my favorites off of Fresh Fruit for Running Vegetables by The Dead Kennedys, Let's Lynch the Landlord. No comment on that. I'm not going to go further about saying anything regarding that. but Fresh Fruit for Running Vegetables, if I haven't talked about it before, it is really like, if you're not that big into punk, it is the punk album, in my opinion. While they didn't, you know, invent punk by any means, The Dead Kennedys, this album changed the trajectory of punk as we knew it at that time. I say we, even though I was a twinkle in my daddy's eye when that album came out. I think my dad was graduating high school around that time, 1980. I think he was still in high school in 1980, whatever. But anyways, I'm really excited for today's show. We're going to take it in some odd directions. I'm so excited. I struggled all week to make this playlist. I was like dreading it for some reason. And then this is always the case. I start it, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is the best. I only have 2 hours? That's insane. I should have, like, 5. That would be crazy, though. If you were here for my 4-hour slot that one time, I was, like, struggling towards the end. So maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. But thanks for tuning in. My name is Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo. It's always great to see ES Beats in the studio. I don't want to say gimmick because that almost has a negative connotation to it, I think, but like I love the themes. I think that's the word I'm using, the themes he always uses every week, and I just think it's great. So shout out to him and DJ Original Brewer, who they're always fantastic. So it's always great to see them. Stick around, we're here till 6. This is Broadcast from Limbo, live from Radio Valencia, transmissions from the Mission. Let's get it started. Yeah.
sweat podcast. That is just another treat for our fellow countrymen. Say, metal club rock of lasting chances. School bus edition of up into the mountains. Three for yes, proud mountain clash. I'm a revolution, it's just some cash. I've become a fashion like it we used to be. I can't be a do if you want me. Mimics are sisters, sisters kill. Mimics are expressed in public will. I've become a mimic because you feel lost. Need a soul that never you'll find a cost. Punk Nazi, the man of such a low pop. Steve Jones started doing real work. Which revolution had a kill chase. Stuck from the system and give me snipe. Well I'm tired of staring through sheets like glass. Tired of staring at my superstar's ass. I've got an ass, it's red brand and hype. I'm just waiting for 50 minutes back. Steve Jones, you're like pop. You're so pretty bad, you're bloody and smart. Pay Smith, you're like pop. Run me a head, run a sweat, nose up. And me, yes, I know I want to burn. Is there something I can learn? Got a piece of metal in front of my ankles. And I just care as far before stand. To the very city, to the corner, yeah. Don't you leave with some pins in the rear. What's that, a star like double up feet. Screw my upside, but it's just a double seat. Punk is dead. 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 Punk is dead.
Howdy-ho. We had beginning of that set was Bodies by the Sex Pistols off. Of course, never mind the bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols. A classic. I was convinced while I was getting my stuff together for today. I was like, I swear I have this on CD, and apparently I don't. So, you know, it's just an excuse to buy more shit, especially shit that relates to, you know, stuff I have, you know, stuff I like collecting. I'm like, oh, this is an excuse to feed my addiction, you know. Then we had three Crass songs in a row. They're off the same album. They're off the Feeding of 5,000, which I've been trying to get my hands on so badly. Though I found a copy, it's like $100 on eBay, and can't afford that right now, but phenomenal album. That was End Result, They've Got a Bomb, and then Punk Is Dead. I decided to do those all three together because I feel like they're A, quick songs, and then B, they just kind of meant so well together that it would be such a shame to like cut them up, you know. Then we had Fear, very, very popular Southern California punk band, arguably puts SoCal on the map for punk. Is that a hot take? I don't know. That was Let's Have a War. My roommate in particular really loves Fear. He's a big fan of Southern California, like, punk. And I'm very much a Northern California, New York punk type of person. I always find SoCal punk really interesting. There's a lot that comes out of that area. I mean, I'm pretty sure Black Flag is out of there. I think. Tell me if I'm wrong in chat, but I'm pretty sure it is Southern California. But it's I don't know. You can always tell, like, I'll do this thing now that I've listened to punk for so long, since I was, like, 15, that, like, I'll listen to a new band and I'll, like, try to guess the area they're from. And I can always, like, 80% of the time guess that they're from SoCal. I can't explain to you why. They just have this... I think that's because we're, like... At least people in the scene I know who've been in the scene for a long time called meathead punk, where it's kind of like Fear. The best example of this, I think this is a Fear song where it's called More Beer. My roommate and I joke about that song a lot, where it's just kind of like, you know, kind of jockey punks, which sounds like an oxymoron. But if you're in the scene, you know what I'm talking about. You know, and there's a space for them. And I appreciate meathead punk very much. I think it's, you know, a good break from, like, sort of Dead Kennedy stuff where it's seen as, like, more... I don't want to make it sound snobby, where they're, like, very intellectual in a way. You know, Jello Biafra's lyrics are just very smart. He's a very smart guy. if he were listening right now, he would love that I'm saying that. We're going to keep it up with some punk. I have this next set I'm very excited about. Next, I'm going to play some stuff... Some new stuff to me, some old stuff to me. Let's see if you guys like it. Let me know in the chat. You can also message me on Instagram at broadcastfromlimbo if you have anything to say. I'd love to hear some feedback. But yeah, my name's Jasper. I'm so happy to have you here, and I'm so happy to be in Radio Valencia today. Transmissions from the Mission. Let's go, baby.
Thank you. Security was on there so it could go and move.
Howdy! The beginning of that, we had Decaying by Capitalist Casualties. And one of my favorite album titles as of recent, this album they made that song on is called Disassembly Line. Which, so that was that's a newer band to me right now. I kind of do this thing. I don't know if it's cringe or not. I don't really care if it's cringe or not. I'll just kind of search like on Reddit, like, here's this specific genre, subgenre of punk, what's the best thing to listen to? And you have actual real people, assumedly, telling you, like, this is my favorite band, and you just kind of search it and listen to it. Capitalist Casualties, I was kind of looking for more crust punk. I always start out at the beginning of my weeks, like, on my way to work and back, like, listening to really intense hardcore crust punk. Maybe it's because I'm pissed off, I gotta work. I don't know. But that I was listening to that album a lot this week, Disassembly Line. And then we had Betray by Minor Threat. That's off their album Out of Step. That's not new to me. I've been listening to Minor Threat since I was in high school. Then Space Guitar by The Spits. And I've been listening to The Spits a lot this week. They have a very interesting, unique sound where it borderlines rock and some other genres. I just think they're very smart, and I think their album covers are really cool. I don't know, that's like not really that important, but every album I've listened to this week, I'm like, this album cover is really sick. Then we had the classic I Saw Your Mommy by Suicidal Tendencies off their self-titled album. Listened to that album all the time in high school. If my mom's listening, don't take offense to that. It's just kind of a catchy song. I think they're also SoCal punkers. I'm not entirely sure, but anyways. Then we had Reignition by the Bad Brains. Of course, it's off the album Eye Against Eye. It's my favorite off that album. The Bad Brains have such a special place in my heart because they're unlike any other punk band. I feel like my only critique with punk rock music is sometimes things start to sound the same, truly, and there's nothing that sounds like the Bad Brains. They are one of those bands in my head where they have such a broad range of like interests themselves, and they apply that to their music and make something really unique and beautiful. And that's why there's a special place in my heart for them. And then that was the last song we listened to was Sex Beat by the Gun Club off their album Fire of Love back in 1981. That's when that was released. I listened to it briefly and I had remembered the album existed. And I threw this song on there because that's the one I remember listening to. This next set, it's going to take a few turns, but you're just going to have to like trust me on this one. I kind of just started adding shit because I wanted to listen to it. And that's always a scary place for you, the listener, to be in. It's fun for me, but I'm like really, I don't know the proper word to use when I listen. Maybe it's like ADHD sort of where I just hop around genre and album and like I remember I would put on music. You'd get, then this is like a reasonable thing to get upset about. I would skip a song like halfway because I would get bored of it, and he'd be like, "I was listening to that." I really am better about it now that I'm like more into like physical media, and you kind of have to sit there and listen to the thing all the way through. But I always think of that whenever I like skip around, just hear my dad going, can you just sit and listen to a song like all the way through? And I think it's a valid critique, honestly. But I always think of that. Let's play some Ramones. I'm feeling the Ramones today. Let's play a song off Rocket to Russia that, for the folks at home who are listening, that album I always giggle about because I listened to it one afternoon getting ready for work at this. I was working at a cafe at the time, and I was getting ready for work. It was like noon, and I was listening to Rocket to Russia, and my neighbor got really upset at me because it was too loud, and she said the music was terrible. It was funny. So every time I listen to Rocket to Russia, that's what I think of. So this one's, you know, I'm going to dedicate this one to my neighbor. She's actually been really great the last few, like, year or so. She hasn't complained a bit. So this next song is dedicated to my wonderful neighbor. This is Do You Wanna Dance?
Man, everybody knows. changing my brother's diapers. Wait. And knowing that I did, even though my mother threw furniture at me, even if I tell my friends. We'll be right back.
You want the scoop? Yeah, I got it, baby. You want the scoop? Yeah, I got it, baby.
You want the scoop? Yeah, I got it, baby. You want the scoop?